KJAN Radio Atlantic.
At 7:06, it's clear and 30 degrees in Atlantic. We look for it to be clear to partly cloudy today, a high of 53. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. In area news, the Montgomery County Sheriff's Office reports numerous individuals were arrested on drug and or alcohol charges last night. At around 10:30 p.m., these persons were arrested for possession of alcohol under the legal age. 18-year-old Julie Marie Scheller of Clarinda, 17-year-old Kelsey Michelle Kling of Villisca, and 17-year-old Edward Richard Ezekiel of Prescott. Officials say 19-year-old Catherine Jo Murren of Villisca was arrested for possession of drug paraphernalia. The group was taken into custody following an incident which occurred in the 200 block of East 4th Street in Villisca. Kling and Lockerbie were charged and released to a guardian, while Scheller and Murren were cited and released. About an hour earlier, 19-year-old Nathan Andre Kier of Clarinda was arrested for possession of alcohol under the legal age. The arrest occurred in the 200 block of East 4th Street in Villisca. And at around 9:15 p.m. on Friday, 23-year-old Zachary Allen Colbank of Villisca was arrested in the same area on possession of drug paraphernalia charges. Kier and Colbank were cited for their offenses and then released. Two people from southwest Iowa were arrested this past week on theft charges. The Montgomery County Sheriff's Office said that around 8:45 a.m. Friday, 29-year-old Kristen Rose Weichman of Corning was arrested on a charge of second-degree theft. She was being held in the Montgomery County Jail on $5,000 bond. And a 16-year-old female from Villisca was arrested Thursday evening on fourth-degree theft and forgery charges. The unidentified teen was being held at the Juvenile Detention Center in Council Bluffs. The Mills County Sheriff's Office reports the arrest Friday morning of a Pacific Junction man. 27-year-old Bradley Dwayne Ott was arrested at around 7:15 a.m. on a warrant for theft in the second degree, theft in the second degree, and burglary in the third degree. His bond was set at $15,000. On Wednesday, 18-year-old Dylan Lee Kahn of Malvern was arrested in Mills County on assault and drug paraphernalia charges. His bond was set at $1,300. And that same day, 43-year-old Mark Allen Mitchell of Farragut was arrested for driving while revoked. His bond was set at $1,000. The Audubon County Sheriff's Department reported Friday the arrest on Thursday of a Kimbleton man. 31-year-old Ian Lee Lieb was charged with simple assault, disorderly conduct, and interference with official acts following an investigation into an incident that occurred at Lieb's home in Kimbleton. He was brought to the Audubon County Jail and held on $300 bond. Page County Sheriff Lyle Palmer says two women were arrested Thursday on separate charges. 23-year-old Mandolin K. Hamilton of Shenandoah was arrested at around 2:50 p.m. on a warrant out of McDonald County, Missouri. Hamilton was taken into custody at her residence in Shenandoah and brought to the Page County Jail, where she later posted a $750 cash bond and was ordered to appear in a Missouri court at a later date. And at around 4:30 p.m. Thursday, 21-year-old Cherie Powers of Clarinda was arrested by a Page County Sheriff's deputy on a charge of driving under suspension. The woman was taken into custody following a traffic stop as she was driving a 2003 Mazda Tribute registered to Larry Powers of College Springs. Powers later posted $1,000 cash bond and was released pending a court date. A Council Bluffs woman and a passenger in her car were injured Tuesday night during a single vehicle accident about 5 miles north of Glenwood. The Mills County Sheriff's Department reported Friday that the driver of the vehicle, 44-year-old Renee Michelle Palin of Council Bluffs, along with her passenger Rebecca Radford, were transported by Glenwood Rescue to Mercy Hospital in Council Bluffs. Officials say Palin's 2008 Dodge was traveling north on 221st Street at a high rate of speed when it went off the road into the East Ditch. The vehicle hit a culvert and went airborne over Elrod Road before it hit another culvert and went airborne again. The vehicle then landed on its passenger side on 221st Street and came to rest on its top in the West Ditch. That accident happened around 6:50 p.m. Tuesday. Governor Terry Branstad has named an associate juvenile court judge to the Central Court to the District Court bench in the 2nd Judicial District, which covers Central and Northern Iowa. Branstad yesterday appointed James McGlynn to fill the vacancy created by the retirement of Judge Joel Swanson from Carroll. McGlynn, a Webster City, received his law degree from Creighton University. The district covers some 22 counties. Former Pennsylvania Senator Rick Santorum will be in Atlantic this evening campaigning on behalf of presidential candidate Mitt Romney. Joining Santorum on the campaign rally is Kansas Governor Sam Brownback and Mississippi Governor Phil Bryant. The event takes place at the Cass County Republican headquarters located at 319 Chestnut Street in Atlantic and runs from 4:15 to about 5:15 p.m. The public is invited to attend and refreshments will be provided. The Romney campaign also reports Santorum, Brownback, and Bryant will attend campaign events today as well in Carroll at the Santa Maria Winery from 2:30 until 3:20 p.m. and in Harlan at the Harlan Town Square from 6:30 until about 7:20 p.m. Mitt Romney's plan for a victory boils down to this, essentially. That is to convince independent voters that he'll change Washington, stoke Republican enthusiasm, and avoid unforced errors. The Republican nominee's path to reaching the necessary 270 electoral votes cuts straight through the Rust Belt states. The Republican has to stop President Barack Obama from sweeping Ohio, Iowa, Wisconsin, and Pennsylvania, a Democratic-leaning state where Romney's making a last-ditch effort while winning most other competitive states. The former Massachusetts governor is making his closing arguments, telling voters that he can do what he says Obama didn't, and that is to change the tone in hyper-partisan Washington. The three-pronged approach is aimed at both turning out the base and winning over the independent voters that will be critical on Election Day. Taking a look at our funeral announcements this morning here on KJAN, Richard Dick Floyd Anderson, age 80, of Atlantic, died Friday at the Heritage House. Funeral services for Dick Anderson will be on Monday at 10:30 at the United Church of Christ in Atlantic. Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic has arrangements. Bernice Schroeder, age 91, of Manning, died Tuesday. Funeral services for Bernice Schroeder will be on Monday at 10:30 at Zion Lutheran Church in Manning. Odie Funeral Home in Manning has arrangements. Zena Lyman, age 48, of Greenfield, died October 26th. A graveside memorial service for Zena Lyman will be Monday at 11 a.m. at the Fairview Cemetery in rural Stewart. Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield has arrangements. Carolyn Lynham, age 87, of Indianola and formerly of Greenfield, died Monday. Memorial services for Carolyn Lynham will be held next Saturday, November the 10th, at the Village in Indianola. Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield has arrangements. Laverne Alexander, age 84, of Atlantic, died Friday at the Heritage House. Funeral services for Laverne Alexander are pending at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. Dwayne Dale Nielsen, age 69, a resident of the Salem Lutheran Home in Elkhorn, died Friday. Services for Dwayne Nielsen are currently pending at Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic. Sophia Sherwin, age 102, of Atlantic, died Friday at the Heritage House. Services for Sophia Sherwin are pending at Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. And Pamela K. Alexander Steffen, age 56, of Atlantic, died Wednesday. Funeral services for Pam Steffen are currently pending at Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic. And that is a check of our news and funeral announcements this hour here on KJAN. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.